Two batters from the batting team are on the field at any one time. They aim to hit the ball and run to the wickets at the opposite end of the pitch to score one run. If a batter hits the ball far enough, the batters may run between the stumps more than once to score more runs. If a batter hits the ball out of the playing area without the ball bouncing, six runs are automatically scored. If the ball bounces or rolls on its way off the field, then four runs are scored. The batter is also trying to stop the ball hitting the wicket. If the bowler bowls the ball and it hits the wicket, then the batter is out and must leave the field.
There are only two things you do when you bat. You either step forward and play the ball, or you step back and play it. And you're either defending your wicket, so you can either step forward and defend the wicket, or you step back and defend the wicket, where you're not trying to score runs. So you're just trying to stay at the wicket as long as possible. What we're going to do is to show you how to play forward to stop the ball from hitting your wicket. You're standing in front of the wicket, nice and easy, nice and well balanced. You pick the bat up as the ball is about to be bowled. Two, you step forward, bend that front leg. And three, you bring the bat down as close to the pad as possible. Now, sometimes the ball is pitched nearer the bowler than near the batsman, so the ball is going to bounce a bit higher. So the ball is going to bounce at least waist high. So again, you're trying to defend the wicket. The first thing you do, you pick the bat up again. You step back this time. Both feet go back. And watching the ball, you let the ball hit the bat and drop in front of the wicket. This time we're going to show you how to play what we call an attacking shot, where you're going to try and score runs rather than just try to defend your wicket. All right, again, nice and easy, make sure you're nice and comfortable. You pick the bat up. You can see where the ball is coming, you step out to the ball, and this time you throw your hands at the ball. So you're not trying to stop the ball defending the wicket, you're trying to score runs. Pick the bat up, step out to the ball, and throw your hands at the ball. If the ball is going to bounce a bit higher, you don't step forward to it this time, you step back, because the ball is going to be probably bouncing about waist high. So you pick the bat up, this time you step back in line with your wicket, and you throw your hands again at the ball. So you're trying to hit the ball as far as possible into the outfield. You can also play what is called a cross-batted shot, where your arms are extended, so you're trying to hit the ball, instead of there, you hit it square on that side of the wicket, or on that side of the wicket. But you play that shot to a ball that is not going to hit your stumps. The ball is going to be a bit wider. So again, you pick the bat up. This time you step, again, you're trying to get close to the ball, and you hit the ball over there. But remember, you can only play that shot when your arms are extended. So you pick the bat up, you step out across the ball, and your arms are extended as you hit the ball. And if the ball is on this side of you, you get into the wicket this time and you pull it around to that side of the wicket.